Matthew 11. I want to read for verse 1 to 5, no, to 6. And it came to pass, when Jesus had been at the end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and he said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly loving Father, in the name of Jesus, I know, God, you have gathered here with a purpose, O Lord. And I pray that purpose, O Master, may be accomplished in each one of us. God of glory, we have read the scriptures. Master, I humbly submit myself to your authority. And may, Master, you just use me the way you want for the glory of your name. Thank you. I'm unworthy, Lord, but you're the one who is worthy. Amen. Receive praise, receive glory, receive honor. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In every country, you may be seated, sorry. I was saying that every country has its culture. To us, by now the service, we normally finish service at 6, we call it, here you use the 24-hour clock, 18:30. Here you are starting at 19. And so every country has its own way of doing things. So sometimes when you go to places, you have to learn new things. Amen. But as the pastor said, I've always said, and I told my congregation, our brothers back in Kenya, that we must be jealous of the time we spend to come before God. Amen. That, you know, if you look at us now, physically or in the human eyes, there's nothing so big that we can show forth. You get the thing? There's nothing so big that we can show forth. We have come now. We are gaining. We have a very magnificent church with music systems and all that. There's nothing that the eyes can see. Amen. And therefore, we must also come jealously before God to ask Him, God, I've come. What am I going to go out with? Because it can be a very big loss. Paul one time said, if all the efforts we put and our salvation is in vain, then we are most miserable. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Because you see, people are having their good time outside there. People are making money. And when they make money, like I've seen in Zambia, people really like drinking. Everywhere is drinking, drinking, drinking. Okay, you come to our country, this drinking with meat, nyama choma, and all that. You know, people reveling and having fun and enjoying themselves. Now, the question is, you who has denied yourself those things, what will you get?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I just remember that thing in the morning, and I was telling God to help me. Because what are we going to gain if we don't have Christ? If we don't have the truth of this Lord who has called us? What are we going to gain? Amen. You know, in denominations, when they see someone coming from outside, like they invite white men and all that, they come with money. Is that so? And they live with the money. In our country, when a white man comes, he comes with the money. Yeah. One time I was with Brother Strowman. And then I was driving him and we were parking. Then the boys ran there in Kenya, we call them Mzungu. Said, "Oh, Mzungu, habari yako?" They're greeting Mzungu, "Habari," because they believe a white man has money. You get the thing? But if it's a black man, they don't even bother whether you exist because they know you don't have money. And if you have, you are mean. You see, but now we have not come because of that. We have come because of something precious that was brought by the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I normally say we must refuse to go without it. I know you're getting me. You must refuse to go out of the place like you've come seated here. You must refuse to go out the way you came in. You refuse. Amen. You must even hold the preacher captive and say, "God, I want this man to speak to me your oracles, your will upon my life." Praise God. Amen. So that we don't just sit and, you know, things are spoken and then we go and just go sometimes even. You know, preachers are human beings. Are you getting that? Yeah, preachers are human beings. I'll come here, I'm stumbled, I'm frustrated by life, and I come speaking my frustrations. Are we together? But if you are prayerful and you are fasting and hungering, and there's a desire in you to know the will of God, God will hold you captive. I mean, hold the preacher captive and speak what he intends you to hear. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So here we are. I want us to, just for a few minutes because of the time that we have, I don't know, I just want to add on what we were sharing yesterday, but I want to go back a bit to what I shared on Saturday, because I was touching about the ministry, but time was not there, so I skipped a bit. And I talked about how God comes contrary to our expectations. Sometimes we expect him to come in this direction, and he comes from a different direction. And as human beings, sometimes we get stumbled. Like, if you look at John here, John was the forerunner of Jesus. And he was born for that purpose. Is that right? Because at the age of 9 years, John goes to the wilderness, and God starts dealing with him when he's in the wilderness. Amen? Until when he came back when he just cried, when it was now time for him to introduce Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to the world. And he did introduce. And it would have been expected that him being the person who introduced Jesus, the Savior of the world, to the world, amen, that he's supposed to have now been given a honorable treat so that he can grow old in a peaceful, pensionable way, if we could talk, like in Kenya. Are we together? Where he's going to enjoy his old age without troubles. Where we'll be sitting and saying, "You can see how the man I spoke about is doing, how he's now preaching, how he's performing miracles, how he's healing and how he's saving people, how the gospel is powerful. That's the man that God spoke to me about." That he would be encouraging others to listen to him, confirming that what God spoke about him has come to pass. Amen? But the Bible says here, when John heard in the prison the works of Christ. Amen? When he heard of the works of Christ. But where was he? He was in prison. And what took him to prison is that he was defending the very gospel Jesus Christ was preaching. Amen. Are we together? Because he went in, Because he told Herodias it was wrong to keep what? The wife of his brother. Amen. Now, here he is in prison. And he hears the works of Christ. And these works were mighty. He was raising the dead. He was healing cripples. He was preaching a powerful gospel. Are we together? All manner of diseases were being healed. Blinds were given their sight. And here he is, a servant of God, suffering in prison. No wonder he was wondering exactly. He had sent two of his disciples. Please, they may have gone to check on him in prison. And then he says to them, you go and ask him, is he really the one? Or do we look for another one? Amen. Do we look for another one? Is he really the one, or do we look for another one? Because that's not the expectation that could have been in the mind of John as a human being. Even me, I could have expected something like that. Are we together? But there's something I want to read for you in the book of Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. And I want you to hear this. So that Isaiah 55. Sorry. And get this, my brothers and sisters, properly. Verse 8. The Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Are we here? Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Now, this is the thing that I want you, brothers and sisters, to get it properly in your mind. Amen? That God's thoughts are not your thoughts. He doesn't think the way you think. He doesn't see things the way you see. Are we together? And we must know that God is sovereign by himself. God is in heaven, as the Bible says, and we are here on earth. God is our creator, we are his creation. Praise God. And therefore, we should not expect God to come according to the way we ourselves think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God, in most cases, will always come contrary to our expectations. Amen. And that's why people are stumbled. Because the way we expect him to come, amen, is not the way he's going to come. Praise God. Amen. That's why he says, know this. And that's why I wanted this thing to sink into your mind, my brothers and sisters. That your ways, your thoughts are not God's thoughts. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. Amen. His ways are not our ways. We are two different characters completely. Completely. Praise God. And that's why, as a child of God, amen, we can never compare ourselves with the way the world is. Amen. You can be so faithful, serving God with all diligence, with all sincerity. Amen. You can also tell someone, you can even be a good giver. You know, you tithe, you offer, you support the work of with all your heart and all your life and everything. Yet you still find the world moving faster and ahead of you by far. Yes. Amen. You still find yourself that you are struggling with your basic needs. And if you are not careful, you will be discouraged and go the way of the world. Praise God. Why? Because God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. We are limited. Our ideas, our knowledge is limited to the four corners of this building. Is that right? Amen. A second ago, I've seen a brother enter in. Yet a second ago, I never knew who is outside. None of us knew whether someone coming in. Are we together? Because why? I can only see up that door, up this water here, up there, up to it. That's how limited our minds are. That's how little we are. That's how, what do you call, finite, eh? We are. Amen? And then when you come before God, we must come before Him knowing that we are just but a creation of Him. That needs Him more than He needs us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, John is stumbled. I could say that he was stumbled somehow or offended. Because he never expected that one to happen. Okay? But Jesus, when he goes, brothers, you listen to this. When the disciples went to Jesus, let's go back to the book of where we're reading, the book of Matthew. When the disciples went to Jesus, those disciples of John, and they asked him whether he was the one. And they said, "Art thou the one that should come? Or should we look for another?" Because things were not easy for him. Things were hard. Okay? What does Jesus say? Jesus does not explain himself. Amen? But what he tells them, he points them back to the prophecy about him. And tells him, and tells, I mean, tells the disciples, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and what? And see." Go and show him. What are those things that are there? They are things that had been prophesied about him in the book of Isaiah. Okay? That what is there? The blind receive their sight. And the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Amen? That's what was spoken about Jesus by prophet Isaiah. He says to them, "You now take this." Are you listening? Take this to him. Amen? Let him look at it in the light of the scriptures. So that if there's a thing, he never told him, yeah. Told him, "I'm the one, and I'm aware that he's suffering in prison. I'm aware." Okay? Tell him to take heart. He never told him that. Amen? But he told him, "You go and tell him what you have seen and what you have heard. Is it the gospel or what it is?" Amen? Is it a fulfillment of what was spoken about to me or what is it? You go tell him. Take him the witness. Praise God. Go tell him. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? And he says, "Blessed is he whosoever shall be offended in me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, you know, this journey of faith is not an easy journey. It's not a journey that we walk by flesh. It's not a journey that we walk, like we said yesterday, by intellectual perception. You will never make it. That's why it has become difficult even for Christians and believers. Amen? Because there is an expectation, a human expectation, which they have over the gospel that has not come to fulfillment. Hallelujah. Now, when you go, when they went back, Jesus began, the Bible says, verse 7, "And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John." Hallelujah. Amen. You see, now, he never told John, he never told the disciples about him. even something to go to encourage him. Now that he's in prison. Are we together? But when they depart, he turns to the multitude and tells them about what? John. What did he tell them? Now listen here, brethren, because there's something else I want to mention here. What does he say? What went ye out in the wilderness to see? Hallelujah. Yeah. I can even ask that question this evening. When you are leaving your houses and coming here, what was in your heart? What were you coming to look for? What were you coming to look for? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was this that drove you out of your house to come? Because the Bible says, what went ye out to see? And I want to challenge, brethren, you that God has given grace to hear this truth. What do you follow? Because here, Jesus is asking them a question. Why multitude had gone to the wilderness to do what? To hear John. Is that right? Even to see this man who was wild. Who was eating what? Who was living in the bush? While others were living in the mansions and good houses in the city. This man who was eating locusts and honey in the wilderness. This man who was not, that's why he asked the question here. What did you go to see? Yeah? A reed shaken with the wind? A reed shaken with the wind? You know what a reed is? Shaken with the wind. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to challenge you, brethren. In fact, over the ministry that God has raised in our midst. Amen? God can raise a ministry in our midst for our own benefit.
Yes.
But because of our human nature, we miss to see God. Are you together? I was reading somewhere, Brother Branham saying that woman who went to Jesus with that issue of blood, it was not the faith of Jesus that healed her. It is her faith in Jesus that healed her. Are you together? So Jesus was there. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
And he had the solution to the problem. He had the solution to a sickness. But it had to take her to believe that surely this is the Son of God who has come with a solution to my problem. And if I go to him, I will get the healing.
Amen.
So it was not about Jesus Christ. Jesus was there. Are you together? And also, I want to challenge you, brethren, because, you know, this is a challenge that we have in the message. Listen. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And the challenge is this. Yeah, we know William Branham was there, the prophet of God. Exactly. In fact, there's no argument about that. There's no argument about that. Are you together? And all of us believe he was our prophet and the message is ours. It is true. But there's a question. Now that he is not there, is God speaking to us? And how is he speaking to us? Now we tend to believe that, and you see, it's a mentality. And let me put it like this. Brother Branham said something that men have a tendency of looking of what happened and looking at what will happen. And they fail to see what is happening. Are you together? Are you together? Now, and you know that tendency has come particularly in the message. And with us, I'm not even talking about the others, I'm talking about us. Amen?
Amen?
That there's a tendency of looking at what God did in the lives of William Branham and what he will do in the future, but we don't believe that he is doing something now, even in our midst.
Amen.
And we lack the faith to know that God, even now, is talking to us. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now listen, and it was like we want someone who is compromising on matters of faith. You know, when someone wants to stand firm on the word, it's like he's making himself a somebody. He's not supposed to be. Okay? When the gospel, we had a case when I was about to come here in our church. Our deacon was, we were having the last meeting, so we just organizing a few things before he left. And the deacon said something, because actually a brother came with a complaint. Then as he was talking, now the deacon answered him and told him, there's something that I've seen God doing personally. Sometimes I can be outside there. A sister comes, we talk, she shares something about with me about herself and the burden, something like that. We talk there. Immediately we finish, we come to church. When the pastor stands, he preaches the same thing we're talking about there. Now, the problem is, immediately after it has been preached, the sister or the brother will go back to the deacon. What did you tell the pastor about what we were saying? And then I never talked to him, we never shared. No, imagine, we just left and then we went to church. We sat down. Amen. And he was trying to tell that brother, I even try as much as possible to tell the pastor about somebody unless it's absolutely necessary. Unless that thing is weighty, we talk. And whenever I even tell him, he does not preach about it. But this that we have shared outside there, without his knowledge, then God puts in his heart. Are you together? And then he speaks. And you know, when I'm preaching, I'm innocent. I don't know what's happening. So I'm just preaching. Are you together? Yeah. You know where the problem comes in? The problem is this. We have not believed that God can speak to us through the vessel that he has placed in the pulpit.
Yes. Amen.
That's the problem. And that's why you find that there is no power of God in us. Even the manifestation of God's power, the supernatural of God, is limited.
Amen.
You know why? Because we have that tendency of looking things in the perspective of the human eye.
Amen. That's true.
Are you listening, church?
Amen.
Are you listening, church?
Amen.
I don't take this thing very seriously because me, I know what it carries. Amen?
Amen.
When you take that, if you change that attitude, then there is a time, amen? Is Joshua here? Joshua Piri, are you here? Oh, God bless you. Now, there is a time when Andrew Piri is your dad. And there's a time he is not your dad. He is your pastor.
Amen.
Amen? And that's when he is standing here, he's not standing here as husband to Nora. No, I'm not standing here as a husband to this good lady I came with from Kenya. No.
That's true.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, Paul, someone speaks and says, we are able ministers who have been called by God.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
And if we are not here to preach the gospel, it's a waste of time and a way of even putting my Jesus with judgment. Because why should I fly waste money from Kenya just to come and show off? God have mercy on me.
Amen.
It should be that we are here because there is something eternal that's binding us together.
Amen.
And therefore we must take whatever we are hearing seriously.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
And when you take it like that, I want to assure you, my brethren, you will see God's power in your own life,
yes,
in your own homes.
Yes.
Things will change.
Thank you.
We must change that attitude.
Amen.
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 You know, there's something my mother taught me, and I whenever I still remember her, because she passed on, she taught me something. I want to mention to you today that when you see a servant of God come to your house, it's not just a servant of God. That's God coming into your house.
Amen. That's true.
And I took it like that.
Amen.
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 Amen. The Bible speaks about something in there. Is it John 10? No, they remember it. It has just come to my mind. Let me just put this, because Jesus was asking them, whom did you go to see? Amen? A man, or maybe let's finish that statement first of Jesus. He says, what went ye out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Yeah, someone who is compromising on anything. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I want to do something. If you have a pastor who is tough, who has a backbone, let me say that. Thank God for him.
Amen.
Are we together? If you have a servant of God who has a stand, thank God for him. And God loves a stand. It may be wrong, but God loves a stand. From a personal conviction, God loves it. You better have a stand, which is wrong, than not have a stand. Amen? Because if you have a stand and you are sincere, God will come and show you the direction. But when you are just wishy-washy, you are here, you are there, that church will never stand. Are we together? Are we together?
Amen.
Why? Because God does not want someone who has no stand. He doesn't work with that kind of characters. That's why I say, did you go to see a man shaken with the wind? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Amen? Someone who is immaculately dressed? Who can put on today this suit, tomorrow the other one, which is good, there's no problem. If God can afford you, well and good, put them on. But is that what you came to look for? You know, I see in denominations in our country, you know, the pastor or the bishop will try to dress in a way that looks weird so it doesn't look like the others. Are you getting that? Yeah, the suit, there's not even put a normal suit. You'll have to put on a suit that is specially tailored. So that he looks like when he's there, he has a tail or something like that. You know, just something strange to make him look queer and different from the others. Amen?
Amen?
When you come to Jesus, he was too common. Too common until when the Pharisees wanted to crucify him. They could not differentiate between him and Peter.
That's true. Yes.
He was too common until he had to use Judas so that he can point to him clearly whether he's the one. Because they could mistakenly go and pick Peter or pick Andrew and think they are picking Peter. And they are picking Jesus.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Amen.
That's how common he was.
That's true.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But in the denominations, people want to look different. Huh? God has not called us that. In fact, I normally tell people, hear this. Amen? I am not more special than you are. You may be better than I am, and even you are. Are we together? It's only that God cannot use all of us to preach. He has to pick one who has been given a mouth to do what? So that his mouth becomes the microphone to reach what? He reached his people. But there's no speciality in the house of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God speaks about this. He says, that we are soft clothing are in king's power houses. But what went he out to see? A prophet? He says, yeah, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. For this is he of whom it was written, behold, I send my messenger before my face, we shall prepare thy way before thee. Amen. And he says, verily I say unto you, that is Jesus Christ talking about it. Verily I say unto you, among them that have been born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Brethren, let me give you this testimony. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Some years back, when God called me into the ministry, he just called me. And there was a lot of confusion, a lot of battles and all that. When I went to my knees, I told God, because every person I was trying to trust to come work together, I could find he had a different motive, intention, and so on. I went to my knees. I told God, God, whom do I work with? Help me. Okay? Then God told me, I just had something in me. Look, call John Mark. Maybe some of you don't know John Mark. I know the person knows John Mark very well. Amen? Call John Mark. Now, those of you who know John Mark, he had no face to behold. Right. He has no even a stature. I'm even better. My body even looks better. Isn't it? Yeah. He looked like a frail man who just used to stand like this, even when he walked. Okay? And in our country, he belonged to a community that is backward, is primitive. We call them the Turkanas. So the Turkanas and the Karamojas are the same people. So in Kenya, they are Turkanas. In Uganda, they are Karamojas. Now, God told me about it. Okay, I knew him, and I respected his ministry a lot. So I waited. Pastor Charles came. I told him, please, can you look for me, John Mark? God has told me to call him to come here. And I was looking for you, and I didn't know where he was. So Charles went looking for him, he couldn't get him. There was a brother called Nathan who stays near the side. I told him, can you look for John Mark? He looked for him, he could not get him. And now John Mark, Pastor Charles and Nathan Kisser now called him and told him, can we send you Simon? I said, no. I know that brother Simon is a good minister, but I told him, God told me John Mark. So, little did I know that that time I'm looking for him, he was here in Zambia. Okay? Then, when he's here, he's spoken to. And he calls and says, I'm coming through Eldoret. So when he flew from here, he came into Nairobi, and I was given, there's a brother called Moses. He's the one who told me, I got a call from, it must be Pastor Piri who called him, that Brother John Mark is coming through Eldoret. He didn't even know that I was a pastor. So he comes. Now, this is why I wanted to look at it. I and my wife had gone through a very difficult time because of the work of the ministry. It was hard. And we were just wondering what we're going to do. But we said this. We were just sharing that thing today. We had like a small room. The house was small. We said, so normally we used to take ministers to the hotel to sleep there. We said, this time we're not taking them there. We are going to squeeze him. Since our boys are in school, this bed here where they sleep, we're only going to buy a new mattress, put it there. We move this one of the boys, put a new mattress. We put a new mattress in the bed there. And we squeezed him there. He stayed there. Okay, one good thing with that servant of God, he was a very simple man. No complication or nothing. So we stayed with him for 1 week. One day, I'm working with him to my place of work. I had like a small office in town, and I told a certain sister of a certain Methodist church not to fellowship with us. That's a servant of God. I could see the way she just turned her lips. Mm. You know, he looked at that man. He was in a green, I remember he was in a green T-shirt, and he was walking the way he walks to. You know, even the face is a Turkana. You know, a very common man. Who has nothing you can think about. So I could see the way that sister did not take it seriously. And even wondered, what am I talking about, servant? He's a servant of God, that one. But in my heart, I knew what this man carries. Amen. I knew the kind of power he carried. And we agreed with my wife that he comes, we shall tell him to pray for us, that God gives us a house. Amen? Let me tell you, brethren, me, I don't take servants of God for granted. I don't. I have learned to know that if God is not speaking through them, then I'm lost. Praise God. So, the last day, when he finished, he stayed about 3 weeks in Eldoret, because stayed there, he went to Pastor Silas, he went to another brother called Michael, then he finished, he came back. So, when I was now seeing him off, and last prayer in my house, I told him, Pastor, we squeezed you in this room where our boy sleeps. We knew it's not very comfortable. But we wanted you to feel the pain and you help us to pray. Exactly like that. And you know what he said? We wanted to help us to pray so that God can give us a better house and a bigger house. And what he said? God has given the house. He never prayed. That was that. God has given the house. And I want to tell you something. True to the word, that was the last man who stayed there. Even when we were shifting, we could not even believe it. Simple. Simple. He just said that God has given us the house. Amen. And we never met again. I had to follow him to Karamoja to go and bury him. He went and went to be with the Lord. Now, you can imagine if we are taking that thing rightly. And you know, we went to a house that we were paying 5 times more, a big house. It's like we could see when we were coming from the bedroom, the living room, the kitchen, it's like we were walking now. We were on a journey. You know, it looks strange and weird. Amen. Even when we told our landlord that we are shifting to this estate, he said, which estate? And where we were, we had failed to pay that house for 1 year. We couldn't afford to pay 1 year. He had bore with us. We could not pay that house for 1 year. So when God gave us money, we paid him. And we told him, you know what? God has blessed us. We are moving to this estate. What? Which estate? Brethren. Amen? God, it is in so much simplicity that most of us will miss the rapture because of our expectation about him. Amen. Are you together? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. But when we take God, that's why Jesus here was asking them. Because I know people have their own opinions. I even had a Pentecostal preacher, a very famous Pentecostal preacher, on social media saying that John could have died. If he stayed in line with God's word, he could have died the way he died. Very ridiculous. They don't know the scriptures. As if Jesus died a very nice death, our own master. Did he die a good death? Peter, Paul, John, everyone. Amen? Apart from John, the one who died because of old age. All the others were chopped off the head. Some were pulled by cats. Some, you know, torture. They died out of torture. Amen? Amen? Amen. But the problem we have today, we have this spirit of Laodicea that expect things to be good and marvelous and fantastic. They are not going to be like that. Let me give you bad news. Amen. That's true. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you are not ready to carry the cross of Jesus, then you are in the wrong place. Because God is training our people, amen, that he can entrust with his gospel, with his word. And these people, when he gives them this word, they will not compromise. They will not bring shame or reproach to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. That's why God says, amen, that my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Are you hearing that? Praise God. That's the thing. But now, let's go back to the book of Isaiah. I hope I'm talking to someone. Amen. He says this in Isaiah 55, I hope. There's something I also want you to hold here. Oh, praise the Lord. He says this, that for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, here, verse 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. But there's something saying here. The word, as the rain comes, amen? Amen. In Zambia, you're expecting rains. I don't know when they are coming, isn't it? Amen. But I've seen clouds. Maybe the rains are on the way coming. I don't know. But the thing, when the rain comes, when the rain falls, that rain will never go back. At least something has done what? Has happened. The seed in the ground must germinate. Is that so? Praise God.
Amen.
And it will not go back. The rains can never fall and not fulfill what's supposed to be done. I can see what you're doing here. You're doing a lot of good work of watering the grass. Isn't it? But you're pouring a lot of water and you can't meet. If God just comes here and drizzles, just to drizzle, okay? Just drizzle, a little drizzle. You'll see how those grass, how that grass will start rejoicing. Are we together? Amen? Now he says, as that rain does, so is the word of God. So is the word of who? Now, I want you brethren to listen to me. Now, if God, he says, as the word also that comes out of his mouth can never go back to him void. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Praise God. Now, God is saying something here. Amen? That if you can look at the word of God, put your faith in that word. Know that that word is yours. Take it. Believe it. Are we together? Leave the word. You wait for God to do the other. It is his work.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Pastor said something yesterday, and I remembered God works almost the same way. When I was a young man, how I used to walk long distances to go and look for brothers who seemed to know the word more than I, so they could advise me and help me to pray. Amen? And one day I was walking for hours. You know, there were no vehicles then. Like it is today, they are, like in our country, there are motorbikes everywhere, vehicles are everywhere. You can hardly nowadays walk in our place. By that time, could walk. I remember that day I walked, and it started raining. It rained. It rained. There was no house nearby. And the, what we call thunderstorms. And it was raining heavily. And I was just walking alone the road, along the road. And you know what? I just started crying and telling God, I want eternal life. I want eternal life. It's only eternal life, God, that I'm looking for. Just give me eternal life. And I want to tell you something true to his word. When I left there, I went back home to pray. God filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And that incident has never left me to date.
Amen.
It has never left me. Why? Because, you know, there's a struggle, there's a commitment. There is something, a sacrifice a child of God has to make to meet God. You know, the world today wants to make things look like God is so easily available anywhere, like a matatu. What do you call a matatu here? This bus, this public service bus. That when you just stand there, it just comes and says, oh, are you going to town? And they take you. God is as available as that. He's precious.
That's true.
He must be looked after. He's not so easily available. Amen. And sometimes you can commit, do something, you know, work the work of God, do whatever he's saying, and still you're trying to look at him. He's like, he's not there. But I want to tell you something, he is there.
Amen.
It's not that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to encourage you, brethren. Amen. That the ways of God, the human mind, Paul says, is foolishness. But to us, whom God has called, is the power of God unto our salvation.
Amen.
And let let us hold this word dearly and jealously. Amen? Let nothing try to come and put some doubt in what we are believing in. Let us anchor more in it. Trust more in this word. Trust more and put all our faith there. You will die trusting God. Amen. Put it there. Put everything in that word. Let all your mind be there. When you wake up, it's Him. When you're walking, it's Him. When you're doing whatever you're doing, it's Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will see God coming to do something. He will not. Jesus Himself said, all that have left their families, have left their wives, their children, their work, their everything, will be paid 100 times on this earth. How? I don't know. How he'll pay you, that's up to him and you. Amen? Because he'll pay you different from the way he pays me. Because he deals with us individually, according to our capacity, according to our ability, according to the gift that is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And above that is going to be eternal life. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's no loss in serving God. Amen.
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 Let us rejoice when tribulations come our way. Amen. Because that's a part of the meal of a sojourner. Praise be to God. Knowing that there is a reward that God has kept for us. It may be tough, but when that time shall come, all this pain, all these burdens, all this suffering will be forgotten. Hallelujah. Just for a season. Praise God. I'm not going to teach, maybe we shall do it tomorrow. Amen. As that word is, shall not go void. We shall look also what are the events that are also happening to us today, in the world today, to prove to us that what God spoke cannot go back void. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God actually is looking at his children. Be aware. Be watchful. Because you don't know when he's coming by. Be conscious. So conscious of God. Be conscious of his speaking. Be conscious of his movement.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Because when he comes, let him find you ready. Let him find you prepared. Let him find you aware. Let him find you watchful. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, and we worship you. You are gracious, Lord. You are loving, Lord. You are mighty God. You are true, O King of glory. There's no God like thee. There's never been one like thee, O Master. Help us, O Father. We are mortals, O God. Sometimes we expect things contrary to what you have planned. I pray in the name of Jesus, help us to know when you are coming in. Help us, God, to discern when you are talking. Help us, God, to understand when you are operating. And my Father, you may not pass by, O God. The wonder one singer said, O gracious Father, that Lord, don't pass me by. When you are visiting others, when you are calling on others, Lord, I am here, O gracious Master. Don't pass me by, O Father. Speak, let me hear, Lord. Give me the hearing, O Father, that will enable me, Master, to come closer to thee, O God. We bless you. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord, because you are kind, gracious, and true Redeemer. Thank you, Father, you are good. Thank you, Father, you are mighty. Thank you, Father, you are gracious. We bless you, King of glory, and I pray, Master, for your visitation. I pray, Father, for your presence. O God of glory, the work of the ministry, Jesus Christ, stand with the work, O Lord, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we shall get lost. Without you, we shall mislead your flock. But with you, gracious Master, we shall bring them to your Master. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, God, for your administration. Thank you, God, for this church. Thank you, God, for the pastor. Thank you, God, for the elders. Thank you, God, for the deacons. Thank you, God, for everybody, Lord. We know you, God, you have a purpose that you want to accomplish, O Master. May you, God, do it, O King of glory, for the glory of your own name. We thank you and we bless you, because it's in Jesus' name that we pray and believe. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
You know, when Pastor Kimani was talking about Brother John Mark, my mind went back to events that happened when he had visited here, because he kept telling me, he says, well, this was one morning, I was telling him, I said, well, I think it would be good for you to visit Asia, for you to visit these other places once again. You know, you move in places. So we were eating on the table. And then he said, well, I've just been watching, you know, how my brother John Mark would speak. He says, I've just been watching what you are saying. Because before I came here, the Lord told me there'll be another round, you know, to my ministry. And then he said, you know, he kept telling me to find contacts of people he needs to speak to in Kenya. He says, you know, I need to visit Kenya. Get me the... I couldn't understand that. I didn't know whom he wanted to visit in Kenya, but he kept insisting, how do I contact? Because before I go back to Uganda, I need to... you know, visit Kenya. And there's something interesting. And of course, Brother John Mark didn't know that he was doing the final round that God wanted him to do, you know. Again, God's word manifests and fulfills in simplicity. Amen. Amen. Now, what is interesting to observe about that is when he kept telling me, there's some brothers he needs to contact in Kenya. He wants to go through Kenya. The thing you observe in that is there was a demand in Kenya. You know, remember when I once taught about spiritual law of supply and demand? God only supplies where there is demand. Okay? And that is why many times the Lord will say, according to your faith. You know, according to your faith. So there was a demand the brother was desiring, and God led his servant to them. And it's the same thing with every other thing. And Brother John Mark, I call him an apostle of faith, because I think faith was something so outstanding about him. He just believed. Okay, he was a man of faith. And when he told Pastor Kimani that, well, believe, you already have it. You know, that was how his life was. But one thing we need to learn from this is God supplies where there is demand. God will never come to you to say, hey, can't you ask for this from me? No, no, no. It has to come from you. Whether it is repentance or whatever it is, when he walked in the garden, he says, Adam, where are you? It does not mean God did not know to say, I'm looking for Adam. Adam, where are you? God knew Adam was not in the place where he was. God knew exactly where Adam was hiding. But he says, Adam, where are you? He wanted man himself to speak and bring out the confession. I am in a wrong place. It has to come from you. So whosoever confesses, it has to come from you. You don't say, God knows. I won't tell him about this. He knows. No, no, no. It doesn't work like that. You have to express your need. That is why even the rapture will be a love attraction between the bride and the groom. We're going to come to a place where this place will be too filthy for us. Say, Lord, I'm homesick. There will be a deep desire to be where the Lord is. God is not coming to take, oh, suddenly in a split of a second, you find yourself in heaven and says, oh, I've also made it. No, it won't come in such a fashion. We'll be so homesick. There'll be such a longing to be with the Lord, to desire to see his face. We'll be so caught up and lost in that emotion of wanting to be where the Lord is that in a split of a second, we'll find ourselves there. Why? There will already be a condition created in our hearts. That's why it can never be that one finds prayer, fellowship, boring here on earth, then suddenly they will have a great interest to see the Lord in the rapture. It can never be. We will know it whilst we are here, that something is bound to happen. Something is happening in my heart. I'm just having a deep longing to be where the Lord is. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And, well, it's a mixed audience here, but being adults, you know. You see, there'll be a deep longing. You know, when animals reach that production age, there's something that happens in them. They long for that.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
When that event will be around the corner. Now, don't wait for it too far in such a way you are just seated like that. Like Pastor says, we need to be conscious of God. There has to be that awareness, you know, and if there is a demand in us, we desire his presence, we have a deep longing, one day that love attraction, we will know, we won't be able to explain it, but we will know something is about to happen. It's not something you explain to another brother, but something deep buried in your soul will become conscious that, I don't think this is a time for me to make a journey. I don't think this is a time for me to... I just want to be in his presence. Until, in the twinkling of an eye, something is going to happen. May we all be there. Shall we stand? Are you blessed?
Amen.
I'm so very much blessed. You know, like... Again, what Terry told me the other day, he says, you know, Daddy, there's something I love about midweek services. They're so different from Sunday because I feel like God speaks to me directly, personally. And that is true.
Amen.
Don't miss these services. May the Lord richly bless you. Is that Elder Mapini I'm saying?
Amen.
My brother, please, can you close for us in a word of prayer? Hallelujah.